When we do business consulting for clients and develop a business strategy, first thing we do is ask them what their goals are. What do they want their business to be worth? What kind of income do they want out of their business? But then the second question is, well, what's your business worth now? And let's actually get a professional valuation expert in here to do a quick valuation so that you can see what your business is really worth, so that you don't think that it's worth $10 million and it's really worth $500,000, which is really a common problem.
And are there equivalent sort of adjustments to make in thinking through a personal financial situation?
Well, of course. For example, we might think that we're worth more than we are on paper because we haven't done an accurate reflection of what our home's really worth. A good example, in the Phoenix market, a year ago, the prices of housing were going up dramatically. Well, right now, in a lot of areas in the valley, the prices are actually going down, or we have to wait a long time in order to sell them. So we need to reevaluate on a regular basis what it's really worth. We might have had, for example, an appraisal a year ago on our house, and that appraisal is meaningless today because prices have gone down, or alternatively, prices may have gone up. We may be happily surprised. But that's true in every single investment we have. We need to have a really good understanding of what we have right now from a value standpoint. And then the other thing we need to recognize is that there may be taxes built in to those. And so let's say, for example, we have a stock account and on paper it's worth $1 million. But let's say we bought that stock 20 years ago. Well, if we were to sell that stock, we'd probably have to pay 20 or 30% in taxes on the gain in that portfolio. Well, we'd better take that out when we're determining what we really have, because we're going to have to pay those taxes on that stock if we're going to turn it into cash. The other part, of course, we have to have, that's what we call a balance sheet. The other part is the income statement, and that's to know exactly what's going out and what's coming in. We have a pretty good clue, most of us, what's coming in. Very few of us have any clue of what's going out, and it's scary. It's like getting on that scale. It's a scary proposition to find out that, wow, not only are we not saving, but we're actually spending more every month than we're bringing in.
Is that a common occurrence in your perception?
That is extremely common. I was reading an article the other day where it's very factual that America is a country of spenders, and that there's quite some concern where you have a China that's a country of savers, and they're building their asset base, whereas America is spending its asset base. And so what happens is that if we keep spending more than we're making, you know, eventually it's going to catch up to us. And so we have bankruptcy, we have distress. Nothing is more stressful, really, than going under financial duress and not being able to meet our obligations.
And